Recordings to start. Go ahead and do so. Yeah. All right. I want to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission Swimming Pool Technical Advisory Committee meeting of September 22nd, 2021. Just reminding us about teleconferencing is please keep yourself muted unless you're speaking. If you're calling on a phone, please don't put yourself on hold. And please wait until you're called upon to speak. Each time you speak, whether it's a member of the public or a committee member making motions, please state your name each time that you speak so we can capture that. And those are the basic components of that. So let's go ahead and do a roll call to ensure that we do have a quorum. All right. Commissioner Batts.
I'm here, Jeff.
Great. Jordan Clarkson. Commissioner
here.
Fisher.
Jordan Clarkson here.
Oh, great. Thanks, Jordan. Commissioner Fisher?
Here.
Okay. Michael Garacio?
Here.
John O'Connor?
Here.
Jim LePetri?
Here.
Bob Vincent?
I'm here, Jeff.
Great. John Waller?
Here.
And August 1st. All right, well, we have all nine members present. It certainly constitutes a quorum. That's great. All right, the next order of business is, identification of staff members. We have Marlita Peters, Chip Sellers, Jim Hammers, Mo Madani, Tom Campbell, and I believe probably Justin Vogel. So everybody's here, and Sabrina Evans as well. Very good. And I'm Jeff Blair. So the next order of business is to approve the agenda. Today's agenda is to approve the minutes from the last meeting and then to review and provide recommendations to the Board of Building Commission regarding pool, swimming pool-related proposed IDE code changes. And that's our agenda. So is there a motion, please, to approve the agenda as it was posted?
O'Connor, move to approve.
Garacio, second.
Motion and second from O'Connor and Garacio, respectively. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. The June 23rd, 2021 meeting minutes were linked electronically to the DCIS under the tax agenda. Does anybody have any revisions or changes? If not, is there a motion to accept the minutes as submitted?
O'Connor, move to approve.
Waller, second.
A motion and a second from O'Connor and Waller, respectively. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. It's unanimous. All right, well, let's jump into the business. We only have two to review today, so that's a nice way to start off. I want to review quickly our process that we use as adopted by the commission. Pretty much most of you are all familiar with it, so I won't spend too much time on it. Basically, I'll introduce each of the code of the two mods in turn. The public will have an opportunity to speak on it. A three-minute time limit will be utilized. And if the person who's here, who's a proponent, will have a chance to also, of course, speak on it if it's not somebody on the committee. We will allow one collective rebuttal opportunity of a maximum of 2 minutes, not each, but collectively, so the proponents and opponents should agree who that would be. Proponents and opponents are encouraged to, you know, wave their hand or do something visually to identify support for or against something if you don't feel a need to speak, but just want to weigh in so the TAC gets a sense of the amount of support something does or does not enjoy. So in order to recommend approval of a Model 2021 Model Code Update, a TAC member is required to make a motion to recommend that the Commission incorporate the 2021 Model Code Update into the 8th Edition 2023 Florida Building Code. Then we'll take a second, and then following discussion, a vote will be taken. In order to recommend denial, so this is the first time that we've been able to make motions to approve or a motion to deny, as opposed to the negative roll call, a TAC member will be required to make a motion to recommend the commission deny the 2021 model code update and not incorporate the code update into the 8th edition Board of Building Code. A second and discussion and then the vote. Of course, that's subsequent to public comment. The TAC will address each of the model code updates in turn with a motion to either approve or deny. So everything will require a motion to approve or deny. And pursuant to the commission's adopted policy, TAC should vote to recommend denial for all iCode changes categorized by staff as overlaps during this phase of the process. A TAC member's vote for denial does not apply whether they would support the change if it was submitted as a code amendment during the code amendment review process, the next phase coming up. TAC must decide on the model code updates as drafted, and no amendments will be considered. So if there needs to be amendments, you might vote to deny it. Somebody can work on it and bring it back during the code amendment cycle next year. You should also determine with your motion to deny whether it should be included on the consent agenda to deny, with your motions to approve, whether that should be included on the consent agenda for approval, or whether your motion to approve or deny, that you believe it should be individually considered by the commission and not taken on one of the two consent agendas. There may be various reasons why you would determine that it should be reviewed for individual consideration, has the potential to impose a significant cost. Maybe you support it, but you think it's going to be real expensive. It could cause confusion, regulatory difficulty. It's not necessary. It's highly controversial to affected stakeholders and or requires further evaluation. So those are some of the criteria that you might consider if you don't think it should go on a consent agenda for approval or denial. As always, the TAC may not make recommendations that would diminish the provisions of the Florida Building Code relating to wind resistance and water intrusion. In this case, this is the only time that the TAC will be using a two-thirds favorable vote threshold instead of the 75% favorable one. At the December meeting, of course, the commission will be using maintaining their 75% threshold. So that's our basic process. Does anybody have any questions on that, TAC members? Okay. Mo, did you want to say anything before I get started?
Yeah, I think really, first of all, if on the screen they see the metrics that we have for all the TAC along with tracking chart and the detailed reports, and for the swimming pool TAC, you see there is two documents. There's the agenda, and there's also detailed reports and tracking chart. The tracking chart, if you click on it, it's mainly it give you the summary of the code change. It'll tell you which code applies to this code change. If it's just, for example, the first one you're dealing with is for the building code building. It does give you the two numbers. The first one is 9124, which is the farthest specific number, and then also give you the ICC code change number, ADM 47-16. It gives you a summary of the code change, and also it gives you the action that to be taken. So there is options for actions, which Jeff went through. This is really the tracking chart, and the what we be using for this meeting is mainly the detail reports. The detail reports is similar to the detail reports that we used during the previous code change processes. As you see, the detail reports, again, is consistent in terms of the numbering and the organization is consistent with the tracking chart. For you guys, you only have two code changes to look at. And each code change has in it the history, meaning it has everything we have received or compiled regarding this code change. So for, in this case, code change 9124, if there is a comment received, you will see that there is a general comment. It says yes. So this code change, we did receive a general comment on it. It does give you the classification of this code change, whether this code change is correlated directly or overlap. And I think really we did go over what is really correlated directly and what is overlap. And in just very short term, if it's really correlated directly, meaning that the original text that used to put together the code change is consistent with that of the 2020 code, 2020. If it's really overlap, meaning the original text that used to put together the code change at the ICC level is not consistent with what we have in the 2020 code. So I just, you know, mainly stated that we, the commission, you know, have directed the TAC to mainly deny those code changes that labeled as overlap. And that's because, you know, they need some more work. And, you know, if approved, that means that really some work needs to be done by staff to get them incorporated. The history, as you said, you know, the code change, you know, the way the detail report organizes the information, it does give you the related modification, you know, description, summary of the modification, the rationale, also the general comments. And as you scroll down, you will see the monograph, which has really taken it from the ICC. And it's so whatever you see in this code change with the exception of general comments, it came from this monograph that's really provided to us by ICC. This is really the, you know, mainly what we have in the detail report. Now, this detail report is very short, so you can see the code change. But if you want to, you know, find a code change, you can, within this large document, you can use Control F and key in the number of the code change, and it'll come up. Any question about the tracking chart, the detail report, the process before you start, guys? All right, Jeff, take it from there.
All right, thanks, Mo. Okay, well, we're going to start with mod number 9124, and Mr. Bob Vincent was the person who reviewed this. I'll let Bob give his summary, and then I'll take public comment and come back to the TAC for an action. Go ahead, Bob.
So, I don't recall reviewing this, Jeff. Why do you think I reviewed it?
I believe it was assigned to you, but maybe you didn't.
Jeff, that's okay. I can speak on it. I think really, okay. Since we only have two code changes, this code change mainly it has in it the standard updates for all the subcodes within the Florida Building Code. It's done at the ICC level as one code change. You only, if you're voting for this code change, you're only voting to update the standard that related to swimming pool. And but that's really what this code change has in it, is mainly update to standards that as exist in the Florida Building Code.
All right, thank you, Mo. All right, is there anybody from the public that would wish to speak first? I just want to get a list of names.
Joe Belcher.
All right, Joe. Who else? Anybody else wish to speak from the public? All right, Mr. Belcher, you have 3 minutes, sir.
Okay, well, first I have a question for Mo, if I may.
Sure.
That statement about approval by the swimming pool TAC would only affect code changes that are standard that related swimming pools, I wasn't aware of that. We did oppose this change based on the NEC 2020 being in there because of an issue with the ground fault. They've got a new thing that's causing, for outside outlets, it's causing building and housing air handling systems, HVAC systems to top the circuit breaker. And we want to be able to submit an alternate language when this is considered. So if this will not affect the adoption of the NEC 2020, we don't have any problem with it. If it will, in fact, mean that NEC 2020 is adopted, then we would request denial so that somebody can submit this in the phase two and we can get some alternate language. Thank you.
All right.
And I'm speaking for the Florida Homebuilders Association.
Great, thanks. All right, is there any other members of the public who wish to speak? Please provide.
Yes, Brian Pollard with FEMA.
Okay, there's some background noise coming from somewhere. Maybe somebody could isolate it.
There we go.
Sounds like it's coming from Brian. Maybe go ahead and unmute Brian again if you could, Jim. All right, Brian, go ahead and state your name and representation when we can get started.
Thank you, everybody. Brian Holland with FEMA Code Standards. I apologize. I'm at the ICC public comment hearings. I'm as far away as I possibly can be. I just wanted to address the last public comment that was made by Mr. Belcher. We agree there's a significant issue with 210.8F. However, the NFPA has issued a tentative interim amendment. It's TIA 20-13, which addresses that, and I fully intend to submit all the TIAs that are associated with the 2020 during the Florida modification process. So I think that will take care of itself during the second phase. Otherwise, I fully support all the updated references in the I-codes to be pulled over to the 8th edition. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Anybody else in the public wish to comment? All right. We'll come back to the test.
Hey, Jeff, can I say something?
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you wanted to respond to the question from Joe.
Yeah, I think, first of all, this code change is to be taken by all the tacks. So you're going to see the code change also before the electrical tack, before the structural tack. So because really, as I mentioned, this has all the standards that's referenced within the Florida Building Code, which encompasses all subject matter. So, I think really probably, you know, Joe, your comment also will be before the electrical tag when they meet next, you know, later in the week. So, at this point, yeah, sure, I think under phase two, next year, anybody could propose a code change to amend any of the reference standards, as needed. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, Mo. All right, TAC members.
May I just? I'm sorry.
Sure, go ahead. Since we've only got two and there's not many people, go ahead, Jeff.
Just quickly, with Brian's comments there, we don't really have any objection to going forward with this. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Joe. Okay, TAC members, questions, comments, or if you're ready to make a motion either to approve or to deny and whether it should be on the consent agenda or individual consideration by the commission.
Yes, Commissioner Fisher, I have a question. So we're voting on this just as it applies to swimming pools only, is that correct?
You're voting on the standard that whatever is related to the swimming pool as applicable to the 2020, Florida Building Code.
So, Mo, I think
I'm not that. Go ahead.
What you were explaining previously is that each TAC will take up those specific standards related to their particular technical area. So, I guess, you know, that sort of answers the question, I think, Commissioner Fisher, is that yes, in essence, that's the case. You're actually voting for the whole package, but each TAC will review each individual component and for the most part, we're at, you know, we're looking for your technical expertise on in the swimming pool area for this particular amendment. Any other TAC member questions, or is the TAC member ready to make a motion?
Ben Durasio will make a motion to accept as submitted to go on the consent agenda.
I have a motion to recommend the commission approve this for inclusion in the 2023 Florida Building Code on the consent agenda for approval.
So Jim Babb. Jim Babb, second.
Thank you.
Excuse me, Jeff. Jeff, this is Justin Vogel. Can I interject for just a moment?
Of course.
I just wanted to, remind you in the tax that as part of the rulemaking that the commission went through with this process, the commission did adopt a rule that required that the tax recommendation be accompanied by a brief explanatory remark explaining the reason for the recommendation. And so it could be from the list of items that you outlined earlier, or it could be whatever the TAC members wish to provide, but there needs to be some brief remark about why the TAC is recommending it, be it an improvement, a standard update, whatever it is.
Okay. Michael, since you made the motion, these are standard updates. I guess it sounds like that is could be a potential rationale. What's your preference?
Yes, my understanding that the TIA has been delayed to January 23rd, 2023. Sorry. If this was denied, it's my understanding also that GFIs would not be required outside the buildings. So, I mean, that's my rationale. I think it's lessening the code.
Not to adopt it, you're saying? Okay. So it's updating the standards to the latest, requirements. Does that sound correct?
Correct.
All right. Okay, so we have a motion to approve this on the consent agenda for approval. With the rationale that the latest standards, this is updating the Florida Building Code to the latest and more up-to-date standards. Any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? All right, it's unanimous on a 9-0 vote for consent agenda for approval. Okay,
Could I ask a question, Jeff?
Sure.
Joe Belcher, I'm sorry, I don't mean to intrude here, but it sounded like from the reason given that the proponent was saying that approval of this diminishes the code.
No, I clarified that he meant by not adopting this it would diminish the code. That's what Michael said.
Okay, is that true?
All right, that's correct.
Okay, thank you, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
Okay, then let's move on to our second one. I think you'll find it on page 36 of the document. It's 8435, and I believe Commissioner Batts, did you have some comments on this?
I took myself off mute.
Okay, well, go ahead. Yeah, so maybe I should explain briefly. So I think all of these amendments were farmed out to individual members to kind of look at and review, and I'm not sure whether that happened in this case or not. Did you have a comment on 8435?
No, I just was going to use a staff conclusion classification that wasn't applicable.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Why don't you say something on that?
Yeah, Jeff, this is really very straightforward. It's really... it's not applicable because really it's more of an amendment to the International Swimming Pool Standards, which is really is not part of the Florida Building Code. So not applicable or actually overlap is all that, would be to recommend denial at this point.
Right. All right. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to comment? All right, coming back to the TAC, it sounds like we're looking for a motion to deny it for the consent agenda for denial based on the fact that it's not applicable to Florida Building Code. Jeff, I'll make that. Sorry, Staff has made the motion. Mike Garacio has seconded it. The motion is to recommend the commission deny this, not incorporate it into the addition for the building code, and that it would go on the consent agenda for denial, and the rationale is that it's not applicable to the Florida building code. Is there any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's also unanimous. All right, well, that concludes the business. Is there any other public or member comment? All right, Commissioner Batts, would you adjourn us, please?
Yes, sir. No further business before the swimming pool tax. Consider this meeting adjourned.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.